Hey. What it do?
Ain't nothing, cousin. How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Happy Saturday.
This feels good.
It does.
We're in the studio.
Yeah.
We got a studio.
We got production quality.
We got upgraded.
Yes. Let me upgrade you.
Yeah.
Grade.
Yeah. So,
Welcome to Go With God.
Welcome to Go With God podcast, everybody. I'm your girl, Kamika Spencer.
I'm Kendall Robertson.
And we are happy to be here with you today. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you reach out to us, follow us.
Absolutely.
Tell somebody about the podcast.
Yeah. And listen, share, subscribe, comment, leave us a message. Whatever the Spirit leads, go with God.
Let Him use you. All right, so we don't really have a plan for y'all today because today is officially the day that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris became our president and vice president
elect. Absolutely. Yeah, they called it, finally.
They finally called it.
They were like, this is it. Everybody, all hands on deck.
Nevada never had to show up.
They didn't even, Nevada. But this is my thing. I don't understand how a state with all the casinos is so slow with counting.
I do. Because ain't nobody trying to come off their money. They ain't trying to come off their money at them casinos.
I'm just saying, like, they could have had some of them dealers, them card shufflers, getting that booth, and that would have been,
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah, you're right. But
they're stalling. They're stalling.
So do you think Nevada was a Trump state or
I think Nevada
Biden?
Was like, let's see what they do in Pennsylvania.
Who all there?
Who all over there? What they say. Yeah, they're going to come out wearing whatever shirt everybody else had on.
That's right. If a shirt at all. Because you know what happens in Vegas.
It stays right there.
All right.
But yeah, so congratulations to our president-elect and vice president-elect.
So the homeless people, y'all still, you finally got you a president. You still homeless though.
You still are.
Message.
If you have an eviction notice, you're probably still gonna get kicked out.
Yeah, you still fighting the good battle. So I am hoping that with this new election comes, first of all, a little bit more of a deeper understanding that we all matter and that we all have something to give. And I really think we need to get our black men and our white men, we need to get them into a room together. And they need to cry together. They need to cry together.
Not fight, cry.
Well, I'm down for the fight. I don't care, but if we fight, it's going to further divide us.
I feel like they have to fight first and then they'll probably cry it out.
I think they've been fighting.
Touche. But they ain't like laid no hands. Ain't nobody swinging for real. Like,
but they ain't. Because both of them punks. They don't have guns. They got guns.
There, Twitter thumbing.
Right.
And thumb thugging it. So we do. We need to open the border right at the edge where it's just a bunch of land.
Right.
And put all the men there.
Right.
And be like, go.
Go. Get down for what you know.
Get down.
Go for what you know.
No weapons. No, none of that. Just
go for what you know.
Everybody take your shirt off so we know you ain't hiding nothing.
Right.
And just knuckle.
Right.
Like, if you buck.
Yeah. Until you crying together.
Right. And then with the wives and girlfriends will be standing on the sideline like, come on.
And boyfriends.
Boop. Whoever don't want to fight.
Yeah.
Whoever don't feel like fighting will be on the sidelines waiting to give them a big hug.
Okay. So I want to see that.
Yeah.
I also want to see student debt eradicated.
Yes.
All $8 billion of it. Just
throw it in the ocean.
If you've ever been to school, and here's the thing. If you did go to school and you got money that you had to pay back, the government is going to give you all that money back. Now, that's a free education.
Because guess who already paid her student loans off and is
me too.
Very much wanting that money back?
Me too.
Thank you.
Me too. Yeah. And if you got car insurance, life insurance, and you don't die that year, that shit roll over. So once you get to your number, it just rolls over.
Roll it over.
Unless you want to add to it.
It.
You see what I'm saying?
I like it.
Because if you get it back and then you die the next day, you start out at zero.
Touche. Your kids don't really.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I want.
I think that's wonderful. Well, I'm going to ask that if you have been in a home paying a mortgage for more than 10 years, then just wipe that clean.
If you're not a homeowner, this message is not for you.
It's not for you. But whatever. I'm not talking to you.
Right. Kamika slowly raises hand.
Hey, Kendall too. Kendall used to be a homeowner.
But you a homeowner. I've never been a homeowner.
I was a homeowner.
I've been a man.
But yeah, I would. Yeah, I would like all that mortgage payment.
That's good. That's
but
beautiful.
Yeah, 10 years. Just go ahead and reel that and be like, you did real good.
You did.
This your house.
Did right. Reparations.
You did good. Thank you.
Reparations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that, cuz. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And if you don't own a home,
mm-hmm.
and you are a black descendant of the people who worked here for free,
mm-hmm.
Put that on my 40 acres. Like, go ahead and show me my plot.
Yeah, give me some land.
Give me my plot.
A builder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And some wood.
Yeah.
And some money to pay my builder.
An architect.
Yeah, and maybe y'all paying the builders. I don't know.
Yeah, they can pay.
All of that, though. All of that.
They have government contracts.
All of these houses y'all done built that y'all got TV shows around that you ain't never let nobody buy because you making money renting and all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Because it's whole families that can move in these some of these houses.
How about that?
And they'll take care of them.
Mm-hmm. 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 I agree. Y'all listening?
But, yeah, so Kamala and Ben, y'all got a lot.
Y'all got a lot to do.
Y'all got a lot to do, but,
yeah,
you know,
So yeah, don't go to sleep now, Joe.
That's right.
Yeah, don't go to sleep. Don't take a nap yet.
The chosen are called and the called are chosen.
Amen.
Whatever that.
I don't know either. I don't know. So, That sounded right.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. So over the course of the past 3 days, mm-hmm. this just happened this morning where he, you know, has been openly, legitimately claimed as the president.
Right.
So for the past 3 days, I've been slowly melting into... Oh, yeah, man, because I was like, 2020 had me so, like, 2020 got me.
Did it get you?
Yeah. And I started thinking, oh, my God, somebody's going to get shot.
Mm.
Oh, my God, what if they say that Biden won and then they come back and do a Steve Harvey and then say that Trump won?
Yeah.
And what if Trump wins? Like, what does this mean?
What does that mean?
Because my head is full of Armageddon images. Revelations. I read Revelations too young as a kid.
You know what? That's okay. I understand.
I read it way too young.
Well, you know, I'm a preacher's kid.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I have fear of the rapture that I'm gonna be left behind. Anytime I go out and there's like not enough cars on the road, I'm like, oh Lord, they left me. That year in college caught up with me, and I ain't gonna get in.
Well, yeah, man.
It's okay though. It's a trauma.
Yeah, I had a total meltdown. I was watching 70s black exploitation horror films. I was just like, I don't know what to do with myself right now.
Oh no,
I'm not grounded.
You weren't grounded.
I wasn't grounded.
I was surprisingly just
white
like
candles lead everything.
Girl, I understand. No, I was surprisingly just like, whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. And I went to bed every single night. Like, I was just like,
yeah,
it'll be the same when I wake up. Whatever it is.
I did know that. I knew that. I did. Because when I would go to bed at night, I would go to bed.
Yeah.
Because I was exhausted.
Baby.
I was like,
tired.
You know what?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow will be tomorrow.
But when I was up, and it was always like right before I went to bed where I'm starting. It's something about the bed and the scroll.
So
that is almost like sexual.
Mm.
Like laying in the bed scrolling through your phone.
It is. It's an attachment. And it's like you have to do it.
It's an act.
Well, you know, and I saw something, you know, I'm new to TikTok. I'm 40 and I was like, why would I be on TikTok? And then I got on TikTok and now I know why everybody's on TikTok. But there's like psychology TikTok. Like there's a whole genre of TikTok for whatever you need.
Okay.
So there's a psychology TikTok and there's a girl who's like, hey, I got a trick for you. If you get in bed and your mind just starts to like go crazy. Like this is the time when everything you've ever been afraid of in your life comes to your head.
Comes to your head. Right.
And you can't sleep. She's like, so get out of the bed, go to the couch and worry. She was like, just go worry on the couch and make it a habit. And when you're done, go get in the bed. Like, so your mind doesn't associate being in the bed with worry. She's like, get out the bed and go worry on the couch.
That's genius.
So yeah, next time you're in the bed sleeping and
you can't shut it off, just get out of the bed.
Get out the bed, go worry on the couch.
Yeah.
Give yourself full range.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's like art. I love that.
Yeah. See, TikTok.
I like that.
Thank you, TikTok.
Thank you, TikTok.
Yes.
Lord, we'd like to thank you for TikTok today.
God, we just want to say.
I want to thank you for every... able-bodied, creative.
Yes, social media blessings. and all of that. Amen. But yeah, this has been an interesting week. Like,
so let's do you remember that we actually did the zodiacs of Biden and Harris? Do you remember what they were?
Harris is a Libra. Mm-hmm. I want to say Biden is a Scorpio. I'm going to confirm that. Is that right?
I think so.
Okay. I'm going to.
Because once you said Scorpio, I was like, yeah, because I remember it feeling a little personal.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about their relationship as Scorpio president.
Yes. November 20th.
Libra.
That's right. November 20th. He's the day before you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he has Sagittarian
qualities.
But I just want to talk about what we imagined. What we imagined.
Right.
Their relationship to be like, because Kamala be giving them looks.
She got a black mama face.
She got the black mama face.
She's very Claire Huxtable. Mm-hmm. You know, she's very, you're never going to have anybody bring you any
very
any
Howard,
place anytime
she's
ever.
Very Howard you. Very they Howard. All are dramatic.
Yes.
No matter what class they come out of.
Very Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All of that. Yes.
So.
I agree. But yeah, she's a Libra. Born October 20th.
So I imagine that Joe is sitting, you know, and he's looking at her and he's literally saying, okay, so now what?
Right. That's, you know, that's
now
what
do we do?
You know, that's what it is. But that isn't that why the world employs black women?
It is.
So they can look
but
at him and say,
but
now
as a
what?
Scorpio, he knows what he wants to do. He's just being polite.
But he also knows that what he wants to do is probably the wrong thing. Because Joe.
Yeah. Yeah.
When
you're
Joe
right, you're
is
right,
not
you're right.
reined in.
That's right. That's
he
me.
He says some dumb shit.
That's me. That's me. She said that she took the Moscow Mule to her lips.
As the
you're right. I agree with clinks. That. I agree with that.
But yeah, Joe has always needed to be reined in a little bit, even when he was vice president. You know,
he's so cool. He's not.
He right. He's so cool that he keeps talking because that's that little bit of Sag in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's that little bit of he made a great point and then he kept talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Okay, let's. You want to try that? We can try that as the improv.
Oh gosh, who do you want to be?
The Scorpio.
You want to be the Scorpio?
I choose me.
Okay, I'll be. I choose me.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be Kamala.
All right.
Let me adjust my pearls.
All right.
All right. Now, Joe. You have a press
conference. This feels good, dude. Like, yeah. Ooh, okay. Kamala, man. We about to do it.
Right. But you're about to go into a press conference.
Uh-huh.
I need you to be in mind to stay with
I'm
the
just,
prompts.
You know what? I'm just going to do what Obama did.
What is that?
Be a good black man.
So don't say that.
I mean, I'm not going to say it. I'm just going
to. You can, carry the spirit of Obama and the good black man inside of you, but just make sure you don't say
I probably
that.
Shouldn't even told you that. I should
have
just let y'all
you
see
shouldn't
it.
Have.
I probably should just let y'all see
Half
it.
Half of me is upset about that.
It's okay.
But that's
it's okay.
Okay.
I just, I mean, I just love. So let me just say for the record, I really love black people. I really do. I really love black people.
Most of the time, we love you too.
I know I'm not supposed to say that, but it's just me and you right now. Joe, and I trust it. It's just between me and you.
Joe, that's not okay.
But I can trust you, right? Kamala.
Joe, I'm bound.
KK, come on.
Whoa.
Can I call you KK?
No. No.
KK is cute.
I don't
like
it.
KK.
I don't like it.
KK Harry.
Joseph.
All right. Okay, so I'm finna go to this.
Just read the cards, Joe. Just read the cards. Don't add anything. Just read the cards, Joe.
But it's not authentic. They gonna know that I'm reading the cards.
Joe, this is a serious matter. I need
you. But we done won. Like, fuck Trump. We done won. I kick his ass.
You know he's gonna go ahead and file these lawsuits. We may not get into the White House until March.
So we'll just do what he did.
What is that, Joe?
Nothing. And mind our own business. That's what we gonna do.
Okay, let's just get through this conference. I'll go ahead and write up all the plans later.
Why don't you come out here with me?
I'll be on the side, but off camera.
Well, no. I mean, we won this together.
Yeah.
And every time we talk, I think they need to see us.
You're right. Because
we don't need to remind them.
I'd look really good today. You're right. I should be on camera.
So, makeup. Can we get somebody over here on KK?
I'm good.
I mean, Kamala. I'm sorry.
I'm good. Makeup. Thank you. I woke up like this. America, you got a bad bitch.
There you have it, child. There y'all have it. That's your improv for the day. That feel good.
That was the one. That was the one.
Yeah, I play a good Joe Biden. That I know I can
you
do.
You do.
All right.
I like it. Amen. Okay. Mm.
So that's our that's our contribution to the 2020 November presidency that has been announced.
Yeah, and our prediction of how most of the meetings are going to go in the Oval Office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of the time. But yeah, so my question, how do you really think Donald the Trump is going to react once he really knows, like if he just finally accepts and they finally have to tell him it's over, you have to leave?
It would be really fun. It would be a really fun way to end 2020. Mm-hmm. On national TV watching him.
Get dragged out,
kicking like by and screaming. His feet. However they need to drag
like,
him.
I want them to drag him by his feet. And like you hear his palms squeaking on the floors.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would be great. However, him and his minions, they have guns.
They do.
And they ready to pow, pow, bang, bang.
They are.
So, I really feel like this dude is... He's either going to just evaporate in midair, like we won't see him for a while. Mm. And when we do see him, he'll be hanging with his boys. Like, I would like to think that maybe they're on some level saying, okay, we lost this one. Mm-hmm. Why don't we just quit this playing around and just let it be? Mm. But I don't see them being able to do that, especially the minions. Now, Donald Trump has the money and, you know, enough probably people around him to keep him at bay.
Right.
Honestly. But his minions don't.
Yeah, he's going to gather up.
So you still got your racist police officers that just 2 days ago jumped a little boy. Mm. So we still have this like problem that's going to have to get resolved.
A systemic problem.
Right. Mm-hmm. Whether he steps down or not. Like we already dealing with it. He's still like playing president. And we already like, okay, you know, let's get to this next place.
Yeah.
So I think Donald Trump will never succeed. I don't think he'll ever like give that speech of
the secession speech.
Is that what it's called? The secession?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, secede. All right. I was never the history kid.
Me either.
I mean, I was well into my 30s before I was like, who is my grandmama?
Right.
And when is her birthday again? So, but I get it now.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to be the one president that never said it.
That never said he lost.
That never said he lost.
Yeah, that it was always cheated and it was always...
That's right.
Yeah. But see, and the one thing that I have...
But like, that's also going to be that's going to be his downfall.
Yeah. Can't admit. Mm-hmm. Just go on out with a little dignity.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. But you touched on something that, like, there's still going to be the systemic racism. There's still going to be the not-so-closeted racist anymore. But anything this election showed us is that how many people are still, like... good old boy, straight up, like, let's, you know, it should not have been this close.
Right.
After 200,000 people died from this plague, this virus, and after God knows how many lies and overt racist, you know, comments that he's made, why is the race still so, why was it so close? Like, it should have been over Tuesday. But it just shines a light
on
what we already knew.
It should have been over when we impeached him.
You're right. It should have never happened, but it's like this close? Why was it this close?
So I have a challenge for you. Ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
This is Kendall Robertson as Donald Trump on his last day in La Casa Blanca. Yes, that's right.
Who's that nigga on that nag? I said, who's that nigga on that nag? I didn't lose. I don't lose. I'm the winningest president ever. I'm the winningest man you've ever met. I have a lot of money because I'm very smart. And Sleepy Joe and Kamala are not gonna give you what you want. Just be ready for riots in the street and all hell to break loose. I'm taking Melania, and we're moving to Mars. Donald Trump out. That's it. This has been
that was good.
Production of CBS.
The intro is what got me. Who's the nigga on the nag? I loved it.
I just watched that last night, so it was fresh.
What is that?
That's from Django. With Steven. Samuel.
Yeah. Jackson. You know who's going to be laughing at that? Casey. Soon as he
Donnie
hears
will
you,
too.
Soon as he hears you say that.
Donnie will too. That's his favorite movie.
Yeah. He's one of them people that's like, what are we going to watch? Django.
Yep.
I'm like,
Django.
That was good.
I miss you like I misses a rock in my shoe. Yeah.
I can't quote any of it. I cannot. Okay, so so that's how I feel about it. I don't feel like, you know, I just feel like he won't. I think he's gonna refuse.
Not gonna do it. Yeah. I think you're right. I don't think he's gonna, nobody gonna make him say those words. He wouldn't say, please, white supremacists, stop.
Right.
So certainly he's not gonna say I lost.
Like, I wonder what the like toll is for becoming an actual active racist. Like to be in their little organizations. Like, to be able to walk into a room and go, oh yeah, there's Ben over there. Ben sees me, I see Ben. You know, because we find ourselves in those positions where these men are in these spaces.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do they know each other? Because they got to know each
other. They know each other.
They got to know each other.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Well, the MAGA hat was the big calling card, but now they got to go back into hiding.
I don't think they will.
I think they will eventually, not right away.
Well, that'll be an interesting day of erased.
Erasure. Don't just teach it to their kids and we'll see it in the next generation.
Have some hope.
I am trying.
I think that the kids that are out now are fucking each other and they fucking black people and they loving black people and they fucking Mexicans and they loving Mexicans and there's just no way in hell they're going like, to have
no,
kids
Paul.
That they're going to teach.
Me a black man.
Yeah, the pussy just too good on the other side of the fence, so I don't even know.
I like WAP.
Yes. So yeah, I have hope. I have hope that you know, one day my great 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 nieces and nephews will be able to step outside their door.
They'll be able to be judged by the content of their character.
By the content of their goddamn character.
Ooh, child.
And what a character it is.
I'm so sorry to Martin Luther King that we still taking this long for his dream.
Why you get a tattoo on your eyeball? Are you judging me?
Right. What about my character, though?
So you ain't gonna give me the job?
What about my character?
Ooh, Lord, we gonna get ourselves together.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I think that might be about it. This might be a short episode.
Yeah.
But
I think we covered.
We just wanted to get it out.
Yeah.
I just want to get it out because I don't want this coming out later.
Yeah.
You know,
we
if you
talk
don't.
About it.
Yeah, we got to talk about it because it'll be Christmas and you'll be trying to hear what your sign should be giving somebody else for Christmas. And I'll be over here talking about Kamala Harris's shoes.
Right. You'll have a whole Jaguar Wright moment.
Right. Can't nobody but Jaguar Wright have
a Jaguar
Wright moment,
that's
baby.
That's her moment, baby.
Yes.
That is her moment.
But I be in them motherfuckers back stroking.
Right.
I just be listening back stroking.
Right.
I be like, ooh wee.
That's all you can say.
Yes.
Ooh wee.
Texas be, we got that heat.
Man, pot of tea.
Came
pot
all
tea.
The way from Philadelphia.
Child.
And put some heat on everybody. Got us all looking at each other like, do you know Jaguar Wright? I don't know her.
I don't know.
I just saw her in concert.
You're right. I think I passed her in the grocery store. Yes, God.
But yeah, she's a true Taurus and we love her.
Yes, we do.
But we also love Erica and Gio. So,
we do. We love everybody. We just, you know what? I am okay with black women handling other black women as long as white women don't get in it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
Divest.
You know, just let us handle our own and have our own.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
Like, they may work that out when they old. We don't know.
They out, girl. They already old.
I mean, like, old. Not us old.
And that right there is a play.
Right.
That's a soap opera. Can you imagine Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, and Jaguar Wright?
When they 75.
In a show?
Yes, I can.
R&B,
Neo-soul
divas.
R&B divas of old.
That's neo soul. Neo soul divas of old.
Right. No, what's the opposite of neo?
Old.
R&B old soul.
R&B old. No, but they were neo.
They were neo.
They were neo. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be dope. I'm going to write it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go ahead and plan
Erica,
for that.
Erica, get ready.
Yeah, let's plan
put
for that.
Put you on this show. I know she's like, I ain't going to be a part of this shit.
Yes, she will.
Yes,
wait.
She will.
Just wait. Just wait.
Oh, my mom.
We'll give you $2, $3, and
$6. Yes, Dallas. All right, so... yeah, so that's I think that's it.
Yeah, that's our episode for today.
Good.
Remember to like and share. Oh, and Kamika, remember to tell people about your
Black Legendary.
Your Black Legendary. Yeah,
they're more expensive online.
Amen.
So, no, get you an heirloom. They're online at blacklegendheirloom.myshopify.com. But if you follow me on Instagram at official_Kamika. It'll lead you there. Or you can go to www.kamikaspencer.com and you can get to that.
There's so many ways.
Yeah, and the heirlooms are dope, y'all.
They're art.
People are loving having them.
I have two.
You catch me on a good day, you'll get you one.
Yeah, I have two. I have two. So I'm planning to add to my collection too.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. But yeah, so I am new to the talk, like I
the
said.
The talk and the tick.
I'm new to the tick and the talk. I've done about 6 videos
TikTok,
right now.
TikTok, you don't stop.
You don't stop. See, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so TikTok has become my sole source of entertainment.
Sanity.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. But yeah, you can follow me on Kindle on the talk.
Uh-oh, Kindle on the talk.
Kindle on the talk. And on Instagram as well at Kindle on Stage.
Yes.
Joss. All right.
All right. And continue to. I had the piece of paper that was telling me where we should be and Instagram and Apple and iTunes and wherever Anchor. You get your Anchor.
Yeah,
I can't find my piece of paper.
That's okay. That's okay. Wherever you listen to your podcast, we are available.
Okay.
We are on anchor.fm. But if you listen on Spotify or Apple or wherever and whomever in the.
The podcast stratosphere. That's it.
We on there. Go with God's Zodiac.
Go with God's Zodiac. So without further ado, I figured it out.
Yes.
Okay, instead of us both trying to say it at the same time, one of us will say, so remember, and then the other will say,
go with God.
Yeah.
There you have it.
That was it. But I was going to like do it officially.
Oh, you was going to do it?
I'm a Scorpio, so that was the practice.
That was the run.
So.
Okay.
You want me to end it? Okay. So, oh yeah. So, without further ado, we want to thank y'all for listening and remember,
go with God.